We now commence with the Competition Act 2002. Well, to give you an insight, what is the meaning of competition? Webster, in his dictionary, defines competition as the area or the effort taken by two parties to capture the market of a third party on favorable terms. While the World Bank states, competition is a situation wherein two firms or sellers may try to capture the buyer's patronage by offering competitive prices in order to see that they obtain a favorable position in the market and to have their targets of profitability achieved. So this is in a sense the background of the Competition Act. And in view of the fact that today we are moving with globalization, we wanted to remove the controls and moving towards liberalization of our economy. We found somewhere that the Monopolies and Restrictive Trade Practices Act of 1969 was not suitable to face competition both within India and outside. So, we wanted to have an act which would enable us to gear this area and face competition effectively, so that the Competition Act 2002 has been introduced, which applies to entire India except Jammu and Kashmir, coming into effect in 2003. It was amended in 2007 and subsequently in 2009. Objects of the law of competition. The Monopolies and Restrictive Trade Practices Act 1969 became obsolete in view of global markets and competition. Now, what exactly is the preamble or the object of the Competition Act? It is technically fivefold objects. The first one says it seeks to ensure fair competition in India by prohibiting or preventing trade practices which cause an adverse effect in competition in all markets within India. Secondly, it was essential to promote and sustain healthy competition within the Indian boundaries. Thirdly, to protect the interest of every consumer in the market in order to see that he obtains the best possible goods at competitive prices. To ensure freedom of trade for all participants, so that when there are so many manufacturers, we ensure that all of them have a participation in the Indian market. And fifthly, all incidental matters or matters connected, so that there is an economic welfare achieved to all the participants in the market. Well, this is the preamble or the opening objects of the Competition Act 2002. All cases pertaining to monopolies, trade practices and restrictive trade practices have now been transferred to the Appellate Tribunal. All cases pending pertaining to unfair trade practices other than involving or giving of false or misleading facts, disparaging goods, services or trade of any other person, pending before the MRTPC, which stands for Monopolies Restrictive Trade Practices Commission. This was a body which used to undertake all cases pertaining to unfair trade practice, which meant if the seller or the manufacturer tries to give a false or a misleading statement regarding his goods, he sells the second-hand goods as new goods, he manipulates the prices or gives any kind of unscrupulous statements, or involves in any practice which pertains to a deliberate delay of the goods or tries to manipulate the price structure. Here is an act which tries to eliminate such practices so that these were dealt with by the Monopolies Restrictive Trade Practices Commission has today been transferred to the Competition Commission under the Competition Act. And further cases are now transferred to the National Commission, which is constituted under the Consumer Protection Act of 1986. Anti-competitive agreements. No enterprise or association of enterprises or persons shall enter into any agreement in respect of production, supply, distribution, storage, acquisition or control of goods or provision of services which causes or is likely to cause an appreciable adverse effect on competition, which shall be regarded as void. Now friends, when we talk on competition, we have two kinds of competition which are classified, which are called horizontal competition and vertical competition. Horizontal. When manufacturers in similar or identical goods entertain agreements, that is, they enter into agreements as regards the purchase or sale price of goods, enter into agreements to limit any kind of production, supply, storage or technical developments, any area with regard to limiting the control of the geographical area of the market, how many number of consumers each one will have, or any particular territorial areas which are captured by these manufacturers are sought to be declared expressly void, including bid rigging or collusive bidding. These are all horizontal agreements. In the interest of security of the state or public interest, any agreements arising out of and in accordance with any obligation assumed by India under any treaty, agreement or convention with any other country or countries are of course excluded. Any enterprise which performs a sovereign function on behalf of the central government and state government is excluded. Well friends, I have to mention here that an enterprise here in this act means any person or department of the government which undertakes production, distribution, storage, acquisition or control as regards goods or services. It could be any acquisition of shares, debentures or any underwriting agreements as far as the corporate sector is concerned. But any kind of sovereign functions, that means political administrative functions of the central and state government, are not within the jurisdiction of the Act. Again, anything pertaining to atomic energy, anything pertaining to space or any research center is outside the ambit of the Competition Act. Any agreement between enterprises, association of enterprises, persons, associations of persons and enterprise or practice carried on or any decisions taken by an association of persons, including cartels, which directly or indirectly determines the purchase or sale price, which limits or controls production, supply, markets, technical development or investment or provision of services are declared void. Now what is a cartel? A cartel is an association of traders, suppliers, distributors. Now these are the people who will have a control on the production, sale as well as the purchase or price of various goods and services. So this association is called as a cartel. So any kind of agreements undertaken by cartels involving horizontal agreements are declared void under the Competition Act. Any shares, the market or source of production or provision of services by allocation of a geographical area or directly or indirectly results in bid rigging or collusive bidding. Now, bid rigging means a manipulative structure between two sellers, whereby they want to bid in such a way that they would try to creep the prices within their control and eliminate or reduce competition. Any kind of such bid rigging or collusive bidding is declared void under the Competition Act. What agreements cause an adverse effect on competition? Now, this is the core under Section 3, which talks about anti-competitive agreements at the vertical level. Such agreements amongst enterprises or persons at different stages or levels of the production chain in different markets in respect of production, supply, distribution, storage, sale or price or trading in goods and provisions of services per se may not be considered as adverse competition. But if they undertake any of these agreements, wherein, what is a tie-in agreement? The manufacturer tells the purchaser, who is a distributor, you will purchase my article subject to a tie-up or an agreement that you will also purchase another article produced by me. That means a person purchases a scooter. The manufacturer says, if you're taking my article, you better buy a helmet along with it. If you're taking a gas connection, you buy a stove along with it. So friends, this includes both goods as well as services. Now, goods, you understand, is what we understand under the Sale of Goods Act, which means any movable items other than actionable claims and money. It includes shares, debentures, stock. It includes any kind of goods which are manufactured, processed, mined products, etc., or all goods which are controlled, supplied and distributed in India. Services, it means any kind of service available to a potential user, banking, financing, transport, insurance, boarding and lodging, housing, construction activity, any type of supply of electricity, conveying information, advertising, are all services for which a consideration or money value is paid, which comes under the purview of Competition Act. Exclusive supply. Now, here is an agreement made by the manufacturer telling the distributor, look, I'm a manufacturer only of BPL products. You will supply only BPL. I don't want you to have a sale of Samsung, LG, Panasonic or any other item. Exclusive distribution agreement. Here is an agreement whereby the manufacturer actually tells the purchaser, I will allocate the market, I will tell you the chain of consumers, I will allot that particular market to which you will tap my goods. And this is called exclusive distribution agreement. A refusal to deal. Here is a tie-up as to who are the classes of people to whom goods have to be sold or the persons from whom the goods have to be purchased in a further chain. And finally, resale price maintenance. The seller tells the purchaser or the manufacturer tells the purchaser, now if you're going to resell, you're going to give it on resale basis to the retailer or any other party, please see that you don't charge a price below the price charged by me on the resale of an item. So therefore, any kind of a subsale which is below the price that I have charged will not be done without my permission, and therefore this is called as resale price maintenance. Law of competition, we have dominant position, abuse of dominant position, combination acquisition, acquiring of control, merger, amalgamation, and regulation of combinations. What is a dominant position? When the manufacturer has a complete control over the market, he has a strength of this position and he wants to avoid any kind of competition from different competitors, or in order to see that he controls consumers to the maximum extent, This is called as a dominant position. When he's said to be abusing this position, he's said to be abusing this position whenever he tries to have a limit on the purchase or sale price. He tries to undertake a predatory price. What is the predatory price? A price below the cost of an article. He limits the area of accessibility to any particular market. He entertains any kind of contracts at a supplementary level wherein he undertakes an obligation wherein it is not related to the main contract. He limits any kind of production or supply of goods or services. And finally, he wants to enter not only one market but tries to capture other markets simultaneously. There is said to be an abuse of the dominant position. A combination is a group of enterprises, as in the case of a merger or amalgamation of different kinds of enterprises, or acquisition. When we say acquisition, it means to acquire or agreeing to acquire the assets, the shares, or the voting rights in another enterprise. So whenever one company or one enterprise tries to have a control over the management or controls the assets of another corporate sector or enterprise, this is called as acquisition, and therefore this is an act which regulates combinations of such kinds. Thank you.